This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukraine says it is not interfering in U.S. political affairs, but the U.S. ambassador may have been illegally surveilled before she was recalled to Washington, and it's investigating. This after newly released documents showing that an associate of President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, communicated about Marie Yovanovitch's removal as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Lev Parnas also says he delivered an ultimatum in May to Ukraine. Announce an investigation into Joe Biden or you'll get no U.S. aid. AP correspondent Mike Hempen is in Washington.
Parnas tells MSNBC he regularly overheard Giuliani briefing Trump on the phone about their progress. If true, that account undercuts a key Republican defense of Trump, that Trump's withholding of military aid to Ukraine last summer was not a quid pro quo for Biden investigations because the Ukrainian president did not know the money was being held up.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says this morning nothing Lev Parnas has said means the president directed him to do anything wrong. The Senate will make the final decision as it takes over the impeachment drama.
From the House, where Speaker Nancy Pelosi handed out ceremonial pens after signing the articles of impeachment.
He did not uphold his oath of office.
To the Senate, where GOP Chief Mitch McConnell pledged the chamber will rise above petty factionalism.
And serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
The stage is now set for just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history. The impeachment articles will be formally delivered today to the Senate chamber, which will be transformed into an impeachment court. Chief Justice John Roberts will swear in senators this afternoon, with opening arguments set for Tuesday. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This is AP News. The judge in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial is warning potential jurors not to get on social media about this.
Judge James Burke says he was alerted some prospective jurors went on Twitter and Facebook after he said not to do it. The latest batch were told jury post amount to contempt of court, which could mean up to 30 days in jail. Weinstein's lawyers brought up some examples. One potential juror tweeted about leveraging serving on the jury of a high-profile case to promote a book he wrote. Another used a laughing emoji when asked if she'd been picked. One social media star, supermodel Gigi Hadid, was in the Weinstein pool. Both sides have agreed someone with more than 50 million Instagram followers on the jury would create too much of a commotion. I'm Ed Donahue.
Parts of Maine may get 9 inches of snow from a storm that's battering the Northeast today. December retail sales are up a solid 0.3%, says the government. Rita Foley, AP News.